We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Planner Stephen Metzger. One more segment left here. I might just get a quick update on, I know solar regulations have been kind of discussed. From what I heard yesterday, it sounded like that might be on hold for a little bit. Is that right, Stephen?
So it's been on hold for the last couple of months. We had a joint meeting with the County Commission and the Planning Commission a few months ago, where we kind of discussed it. They kind of discussed it as a couple of boards, and then a month later, we invited the solar companies to come in and provide their feedback. And then after that, we've kind of been pausing it since then. Just last week, I brought Planning Commission maybe a different way to think about the regulations. But to be honest, you know, I think there's still a debate as to whether or not we will even have them at all. Currently, yesterday they extended the moratorium for another 6 months while we kind of work through this stuff. But I know Planning Commission is still pretty split on solar just as a use in and of itself. But we're kind of making slow progress trying to get it to a point where Planning Commission feels comfortable making a decision one way or the other. And then the next step would be to take it to the County Commission, whatever that looks like.
And the way we are right now, there's some conditional use things that are assigned to the Planning Commission. And as much as it's tumultuous to take those big issues on in the county, this is me, one person saying that if it affects the whole county and its whole operation, it should not be unelected people that make the final decision. And what we've asked for, I think, is very reasonable, that we want guidelines in the areas. Here's what we must consider, and here's specific, you know, limitations, and then we would go ahead and develop a program. But because we had no guidelines, I think we extended it for another 6 weeks, 6 months, the moratorium.
And Brandon, the caller that for some reason weren't able to get on through the phone system was commenting on the Planning Commission, wanted to pass along a comment, and I'm just going to try to paraphrase as best he can, was he wanted to commend the Planning Commission for a decision on denying the Ham Rock Quarry a permit. I guess they had quite an attendance at that meeting of a lot of local landowners that participated in that, and apparently that was made a significant impact on the decision of the planning board to not approve that. We also had another caller earlier in the show and wanted to say thank you for being so transparent about your phone, your email, and internet situation. You don't have a choice there, do you? You don't have a choice when people can't reach out to you and got to know why.
Yeah.
It's always wisdom is what you have 5 minutes after you needed it for all of these adventures. It's character building, and I appreciate everybody who helps by sharing their ideas and views. There's not an absolute on any side of any of this stuff. One position does not necessarily answer all the other implications on being breached or what we do in development. And that's always the way it was. I mean, that's the challenge of being a commissioner. Why would anybody do this? Except for partial insanity, which helps the mental health people have something to take care of, I guess.
Sure. Well, it's
I shouldn't have said that.
There was one other question I wanted to ask you here about, Dee, and that was the status of the Public Works Administrator. I heard last week interviews are taking place. How soon do you think that'll be filled?
There's a negotiation going on with some of the applicants. So.
Oh, okay.
We did some interviews again yesterday, so we're working on it. As with everybody, every place, the people that have jobs are getting more pay because of PPP and all of the monies that came down, and the shift is from one job to another, or whether they think that there's stability in the company they're with is also an issue. And you know, some people are not going to make it out of this solid in a hole, and so we have done interviews, and we'll see what happens in another week or so. If there's an agreement, why, we'll have that one filled.
Are you surprised?
We do have jobs open in the county, you know, indoor and outdoor jobs. If people are looking for jobs, there's
truck drivers, right?
Truck drivers and dispatchers and people working in offices and mental or the health people. And I don't know if I can name them all. I didn't see the list yesterday. We've had several filled, but the challenge is in our county is we are between Shawnee County and Riley County, and you saw the raises that happened in the territory. That does make an additional pressure on what anybody else can do.
And I've kind of wondered if maybe that was the reason it's taken so long here is just that situation particularly, because I know it was advertised at one rate, and then you guys I don't want to say it incorrectly here, but you voted to change the salary structure? Or
no, we did some adjustment on the workers that were already there, but we had a salary range, and it was advertised at part, but that wasn't the entire range.
Gotcha.
And we had a discussion about that, too. So on we go. You know, negotiations is always an interesting process. So we'll see how that goes with what we're doing right now.
All right. Well, just a couple minutes left here. Is there anything else I haven't covered that you want to make sure to get out to the public here this morning? Obviously, if you're applying for a job and you're not hearing back,
yes,
you know why.
You may call up to the county into those cases. And the thing that probably working for counties and so on is this pretty stable job if you're capable, and we have increases in every 4 years, a percentage, 4% increase. And it also has work hours that fit with holidays and weekends, except for some departments like the police and fire and ambulance. And they have done an extraordinary job during this time. I guess I cannot tell you how the staff in the county have different responsibilities, but I think that I see most sincerely that they want to serve the public and do things that need to be done. And that's really what government is to serve basic needs, not take over things that private businesses can do. And if I'm in there, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I was just going to say the county's website is up with the exception of the web maps. So if you're interested in working for the county, staying close to home and working for a growing county, I know speaking personally, because it's growing, there's always something going on. There's always something new that comes up, which makes a job exciting. So all that information about what jobs are open and how to apply is still up on the county's website if you're interested.
All right, very good.
Thank you. Maybe I can apply.
We got truck drivers, Dee, if you want it.
I know how to do that. You know, I grew up on a farm. I'm probably more capable truck driver than you think. And quite a bit of time on the south end of a northbound steer, too, come to think of it.
The only other thing I'd say is just to reiterate that, the county's emails are down. So if you've got business that you want to do with the county, we're still trying to do as best we can. Just give each department a call. You can get all that information from the county's website, pottcounty.org. The only thing you can't get to is the web maps.
So. And the shots for COVID are available. And anybody that wants to get one can get it through the county, call up to the county health office. And they have some challenges with their records, but not. They were in Manhattan, Wamego, doing shots over at Celebration Building last week, and they will do more. Call. Every county has that kind of support. I've had the shot and I've had COVID, so you can live through it. I think it's partly existing health and tendencies that also underlie that, but you have to decide, but it's something that's free and available.
Yeah, absolutely. And keep reminding people to go take advantage of it if you want to. If you haven't done it yet, get that taken care of. I guess we'll wrap things up there. Thank you so much, Dee and Stephen, for joining us here this morning, and we'll talk again sometime down the road.
Thank you very much. Brother. Appreciate you.
That's going to wrap up our show for today. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we'll hear from Art DeGrode over at K-State. We'll be talking about mental health and other related topics.